I call the meeting to order at 6:00 in a few seconds. And I need a motion to approve the agenda. Second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. Okay, the third page of that handout, the end of the year report that I submitted for your consideration, that has to be approved by you folks before it can be sent to council.
I move we accept the year, end of the year report.
Second.
Any discussion? I tried to make it as clear as possible, and I tried to emphasize in that last paragraph the vacancies. And as I've said a couple of times before, I've emailed Council President Hare, Councilman Taylor, Councilman Anderson, and Councilman Sudler, and haven't heard anything since. All in favor of approving the end of year report?
Aye.
Aye.
Good. Janella was able to find the original intake form in the document. She was the one that I have to give a great deal of credit to for all of the stuff she does besides just finding this form. I'm just going to say that I have a little difficulty with a couple of aspects of the form itself. One, an intake form sounds like a complaint form. I would like this to turn into something more of a contact form that organizations can use to make themselves aware to us so that we can make ourselves aware to them. I would like a statement. I'm suggesting maybe a statement go in there rather than just a plain complaint that they might submit. Something to the effect, would you or your organization wish to tell the DHRC about your organization's activities? Get the name of the organization. There are organizations out there. At the very least, there are churches. We've got the Interfaith Mission and many others that I'm not totally aware of. I'd like to find out who they are.
Alan?
Yes?
Commissioner Gaddis, this form, as you're talking about it, would be an information form for us to gather information about who is out as out in the community as opposed to someone who has a concern filling in this form.
We could change, my thought is we could change some of the wording in this so that it could act in two ways. Is there a complaint? Would you like to make yourselves known to the DHRC? Unless we split it into two separate forms. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking, I have previously said that I think having to come into the city hall to get the form was a barrier right there. So would it be possible for us to make a form that as we have the people come in and talk to us about what they do, what they're able to do for the people that come with a complaint, let's call it that right now, that we could have the, like, well, HUD wouldn't be one because that'd fall under the state, but let's say like the disabilities or something, like they could have the form right there. They could have one at the homeless shelter, that kind of thing, where they could help the person who has a complaint fill out the form and then send it to us. In other words, what I'm trying to say is make this available in the community, but only at places that actually serve I don't know how to word this now, serve
that actually serve citizenry.
Yeah. And I would see that as, if we're going to have people, which Wanda and I have asked to have before, come in and explain to us what they could do, what resources they had, I see that as
invaluable.
I see it as invaluable, but I don't know that the complaint form and that form can be the same. They have two different purposes. That's why I'm saying that.
I'd like you to take a look at page 2. I would like to reverse the way that is set up. The commission gets it first, and then it's turned over to the city clerk. If we are to be a human relations commission, if it is a human relations concern, shouldn't we get it first, and then we can submit it to the city clerk and whomever we need to submit it to? The Frazier's situation, if we had been told that this happened and had been given the information, it could have been directed right away to the state because it was a state jurisdiction. By turning it over to the city clerk first, for practical intents and purposes, we could be left out, and we were left out there, of the entire process. So I'd like to see that reversed right off the bat.
Yeah, until the end of that, and it's only because the city clerk was sending us out copies of the interaction between the mayor and the city clerk's office. Otherwise, we would not have known about that.
Yeah.
Commissioner Gaddis, I think that the intake going to city clerk kind of makes it official, being taken in, but I think we just need to make necessary provisions that the next step is to come to us as opposed to the mayor or city council, that we get a chance to review it first and make necessary recommendations. I'm not sure how the language in, you know, the code or whatever specifies that, but I want to say that more than likely it should happen that way, and we just have to enforce that, it, you know, or make a recommendation that it does.
Yeah, we'd have to double check the code in that particular regard. Because this is called the City of Dover Human Relations Commission intake form. Not necessarily the City of Dover.
Right. So what is the process if something like this was to come into the city clerk's office, especially if it's placed under this form? I believe those individuals who were concerned at Frazier's did submit something, a letter or email, right? So
yes, because there wasn't an intake form to begin with, but again, if it wasn't for the fact that letters were emailed to commissioners, we wouldn't have known. And that was after the fact, after action had been taken. I'm not disputing that the action worked and that it was proper, but they forgot that we existed, and it's time we make sure that they know we exist.
Right. Correct.
And I guess my question would be, how do the two connect, like this, so that this incident doesn't happen again? It's not like we're just a committee just to be meeting, and I feel like we have no power to do anything.
Yes.
So how, I think there's a disconnect between the City of Dover and the Human Relations Committee. It's like a disconnect there. So I guess before we can even really move forward with a form, we have to be clear on, you know, how we connect and communication. So that we don't feel like we left out or, you know, we just looked over.
For your benefit, I have to ask a question. Have you gotten the latest revision that has been approved by City Council of the strategic plan for 2023?
No, I did not.
I'm going to see if I've got one here.
I don't think I received. I don't think I have that either.
Commissioner Herbert,
was part of the
me.
Packet. It was part of the, one of the packets at one of the meetings. It was, and then it was presented to City Council the 10th, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my understanding is that they approved it.
Yeah, it was part of the consent agenda.
And it's in this packet. It was posted online and sent out where you could find the packet.
What we submitted was approved by
yes.
the council. That's okay. That's good news. That's good.
Well, one thing I was...
In it, there are bits and pieces to make council much more aware that, hey, we exist, and you need to honor your commitments to us. Be right back.
No, that's okay. Do we know when that will be uploaded to the website?
I haven't yet, just because our office has been a little hectic at the moment. But once I talk to Tracy and everything's good and everything's fine with it, then it'll get posted, Very from good. My understanding.
Very good. Thank you.
I think... The way the intake form is set up is good. I think it complaints, concerns should originate at the city clerk's office. Have them start this form, and then this just tells what the timeline was and what they did to inform the commission. So they receive it, and they mail it, they put it on our agenda for the next meeting. I don't see anything wrong with this. We may need a separate document to do some of the things that Sarah would like. But for a complaint, I think this is good.
Do you think having to walk into City Hall is a problem at all when, if you're going to seek, you're using other services in the community, which includes DSS and Health and Human Services and other things, where they have social workers that could help them fill out the form, it is a drawback?
I don't think so, Sarah. As if you have a complaint, you want to move forward with it, then this would be an avenue. This is the avenue to take to get to us. Otherwise, how will we know that there's a complaint that someone's seeking remedy for? Because we work for the city, you know?
Often, when people come in to request services, they will mention something that you and I would determine is a complaint. And they might feel more comfortable. I'm just not sure they're going to feel comfortable walking in and saying, I have a complaint, give me a form, or whether the city will have someone trained to take complaints. That's my only concern. I just want to make sure we're not creating a wonderful form and then putting a big barrier in front of it.
What I would like to find out, get permission to do, is put the forms in different places. You mentioned, what's ESS? DSS.
Well, DSS in Maryland is the Department of Social Services.
Oh.
It's probably called something.
No, and, same here.
Okay, and then you have the health services, which is H, whatever. I work in Maryland. I know
HHS,
all, I know
Health
all
and
the
Human
codes there.
Services.
Yeah. These are places that people come in and get a chance to sit and talk with someone about an issue. And all I can say is, in my work history, I found that when they were sitting in a private office with someone that they trusted, they tended more to express themselves. I'm not opposed to people coming in here. I just think that they need other options also. I mean, if they want to come into the clerk's office, that's fine. But I don't want them discouraged if they come into the clerk's office.
What about the library?
That sounds like a good idea. It's a neutral place. First thing we've got to do is make sure that people are aware that there is a Dover Human Relations Commission, that these forms are available.
That's why I thought it'd be kind of nice if we had the different organizations, and Wanda and I made a list of some of them on there, not specific ones, but types of ones, to come in here and tell us what they did so we would know where to put these. And we would be able to give them a copy or two, and they could photocopy it or whatever. But if they come in and tell us, you know, how they wish to help or what they could do, then we have some idea where we can actually put them. And the library may have somebody come in and say, yes, we would like to have them in the library. This is something we can do for the community. Because I'm sure they have someone there that could accept the form and see that it got to the city.
And I was just thinking about the cities. They have like a, it's not a website, it comes on TV. Maybe like a little blog or something could be put there just to let the people know that there's a form, an intake form. It's the city's, what is it called?
It's Dover TV. It's kind of like a government access channel.
That's what I'm referring to.
Commissioner Gaddis.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, the president of the Central Delaware branch of the NAACP would like to come and speak with us, maybe at the next meeting in March, and be placed on the agenda. Her name is Ann Smith.
The name again?
Ann with an E. Smith. I can send you her contact information too.
Please do. Janella, to your knowledge, is there anything that would stop us from inviting somebody to come in?
Not that I know of. If you have them, like if you email me what you would like on the agenda and you have somebody come speak, I can double check on that, but not that I know of.
We'll work on that.
We sort of purposely put that in our part in Plan B so that it would not be a problem any longer.
Yeah.
I just need, like, something in writing.
Certainly.
Yep.
That I knew.
The first page of the intake form?
Yes, sir.
I think we should add a box for email address.
We'll probably take out the fax.
Yeah, fax. Well.
Yes, and make that box big enough to put an email address in. Gerald emailed me a site of forms from the city of Philadelphia.
Correct.
And I heard you say you've put that on as a Word document.
Yes, I converted it from a PDF to Word document so that if we wanted to, you know, make any changes and utilize it, we could, you know, scratch it up and figure out what we wanted on there. It was extensive.
Yes.
And thorough, but we probably wouldn't need all the information they were asking for.
Would you be able to email that to the commissioners? Whoops.
I probably have to send it to Janella.
Janella, and then would you get that out to the rest of us?
Mm-hmm.
Open mouth, change feet.
So they had two forms also. One was for the general public, and the other one was for city employees. So we might want to think about that as well.
Good point. Given that information, I might entertain a motion to continue this discussion at the next meeting once we have the rest of the information, and it will give us all a chance to do some more thinking.
Unfortunately, I won't be here at the next meeting because I'll be teaching a class again for March and April.
Well, we'll have to make sure we get a quorum one way or the other. But we'll keep you apprised, that's for darn sure.
Absolutely. So I move that we continue the discussion on the intake form until we get a chance to look at the city of Philadelphia's current form and see how we may be able to modify that for our use.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Good. We're good. And I meant aye. Proposed revisions to the DHRC brochure / mission statement et al. It would be nice if we had a full commission for input on this and to be able to put all of the commissioners' names on a new brochure. Could we postpone that, table that until a future meeting?
I move that we table this proposed revision of the DHRC brochure mission statement.
In favor?
Aye.
I know you do. Good luck. May everything work out. May things work out smooth as a gravy sandwich.
I hope so.
Number four, we've already dealt with. The City Council on the 10th as a consent agenda item has passed our strategic plan for 2023. And I'm going to, for future reference, I'm going to add something to an agenda, to each and every agenda. Any new business, announcements, thoughts? And I'm going to trip over the agenda right now and say, okay, any thoughts that people wish to share?
Just wanted to make a note that Reverend Page and I are becoming active with the NAACP as well, and we're starting to think that there may be opportunity for the Human Relations Commission to work together which is probably going to start when Ms. Ann Smith, our president, comes and addresses the commission next month, if we add her to the agenda. And I'm looking forward to the beginnings of fulfilling what we had established in the strategic plan.
This is just a thought also that we had discussed maybe a year and a half ago, was trying to have something, and Rita Page was very interested in like a community day or some kind of activity sponsored by the Human Relations Commission.
And I have just been advised that I overstepped my bounds. So guess what? Next month.
I'll have the same thought.
Yes. Because now we're at the point where we should adjourn. We've completed the agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
In favor? We adjourned at 6:26.